From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Twin car bombings killed at least 9 people and wounded more than 30 in Benghazi, Libya, Tuesday. One car blew up outside a mosque in the Al-Salmani neighborhood. A second bomb went off at the same spot about 30 minutes later, while police and rescue workers were helping the injured. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack so far. The U.S. State Department is confirming that Americans were killed and injured in a Taliban attack on a luxury hotel in the Afghan capital, Kabul. The department did not say how many Americans were killed or hurt during the siege on the Intercontinental Hotel. Afghan government forces ended an overnight attack on the hotel Sunday that resulted in at least 22 deaths, including those of 14 foreign nationals. The siege lasted nearly 14 hours, during which 6 assailants either blew themselves up or were gunned down by Afghan forces. The CIA director Mike Pompeo said Tuesday in Washington that North Korea's nuclear missile program is designed not only for self-defense but for intimidation. He spoke at an event hosted by the conservative research group, the American Enterprise Institute. He said the intelligence agency believes North Korean leader Kim Jong-un would not only deploy nuclear weapons to remain in power, but to threaten to reunify the divided Korean peninsula under his autocratic regime. The United States joined its NATO allies on Tuesday in launching a pressure campaign against the use of chemical weapons in Syria, while singling out Russia for protecting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime. This is VOA News. 2 people were killed, 12 others wounded in a shooting Tuesday at a high school in the southeastern U.S. state of Kentucky. The suspected shooter, a 15-year-old boy, was apprehended at the school. Killed were a 15-year-old girl who died at the scene and a 15-year-old boy who died at a hospital. Vice President Mike Pence has wrapped up a controversial visit to Israel, where he offered reassurances that the United States will never allow Iran to acquire a nuclear bomb, as he wound up his 2-day visit to Jerusalem with a gesture of vital importance to Israeli leaders. He reassured them on the issue of Iran's nuclear program, which Israel sees as a threat to its existence.
Pence said the nuclear deal between the world powers and Iran must be amended, and President Donald Trump will no longer sign a waiver on sanctions against the Islamic Republic.
If our allies will not join us, President Trump has made it clear that we will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal immediately.
On his last day in Jerusalem, Pence went to the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial, commemorating the 6 million Jews killed by the Nazis during World War II. Then it was on to the Western Wall, the holiest place where Jews can pray. Pence carried out a Jewish tradition, placing a prayer in the ancient crevices of the wall, the last remnant of the biblical temple. It was a symbolic affirmation of Israeli sovereignty in Jerusalem's disputed Old City, which is claimed by the Palestinians as the capital of a future state. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions and former FBI Director James Comey have both been interviewed by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team as part of its ongoing investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. The New York Times newspaper reported Tuesday that Sessions was questioned for several hours last week as part of Mueller's investigation, while Comey was interviewed last year in connection with a series of memos he wrote about his interactions with Trump. Venezuela is set to hold a new presidential election by April 30th, with President Nicolas Maduro likely to attempt to win a new 6-year term over divided opposition. The Constituent Assembly unanimously approved the new election Tuesday, as the ruling Socialist Party tries to consolidate its power, even as Venezuela's economic crisis worsens. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Oh, no.